This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a gorgeous and hot and nicely breezy Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Wherever you are, whenever you're tuning in, thanks for joining me. Got a lot of hot music ahead for you today. See what I did there? And I hope you'll stick around. Got some transmitter issues. I've just learned, so we're at reduced power on our 88.5 FM signal for tower work this weekend. So to get the best signal, check us out at 1390 AM or online at kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Oh, myambi mu bitugu by'abatase kuziwikira rukabye iminega imyambi irangira ku ngabo berwa mudahomba kwica umuruzi urugamba gukira ko warigize ingomba mubiri ko wishe rwabunga mu rubunga bungu kwica rwa mudende mu bukeye ukica ibikecuru bibiri ngo bishike umugabo binaganganje rwa yumba
Thank you.
About 15 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host. Thanks for joining me. We just heard new music from Tehran, from a compilation on the Hamburg, Germany-based 30M Records label. The comp is titled "This Is Tehran." Yes, a question, and this label, 30M, is a full service label for the new wave of Iranian artists coming from a country that most of us don't know much about. But some great music. This is Hushyar Khayyam and Bamdad Afshar on a track called Char. Before that, going back to probably late 90s, early aughts, and Smaj, the title track to a record called New Deal. Smaj, originally from Tunisia, relocated to Paris. He's a dope oud player. And we began with new music from Andy Otto, and this time accompanied by Sophia Nzaisenga from an EP called Abagore Barashaboye, and we heard Inganji. And in the background right now from Khartoum, it is Sufivan from Pseudorhythm Volume 3 and a track called Color Red. If you are tuning in over the actual old school airwaves and are noticing that our signal is not quite as strong as you like or are used to, we apologize for that, but our transmitter is undergoing some maintenance this weekend and they had to turn the power down a little bit. If you want an enhanced listening experience, check us out at kgnu.org or on the new KGNU app available in all those app stores. If you'd like to reach me, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Yeah. le frunze rotunde, mai lasă-ți puțină umbră.
Two minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. We're a little over halfway through this week's trip. Hope you're enjoying the show. We just heard music from Jaubi. They are from Lahore, Pakistan. And this is from an EP they put out. When did they put that out? In the last year or so. Oh, actually 2016. And it's called The Deconstructed Ego, and it's a very interesting record. It's sort of a mix of classical forms of North Indian and Pakistani music, fueled by a deep reverence for J. Dilla. Yeah. And they've got a new record out called Knops for Peace that I'm tracking down, and that's more of just kind of a jazz record, a Pakistani jazz record. See if we can get some of that on for you. Before that, from Bucharest, Romania, it's Balkan Taksim and a record called Disco Telegraph. And from that, we heard Fawai Verde. And then prior to that, brand new music from DJ Click featuring Masha Natanson on the vocals. And the record is simply called DJ Click and Masha Natanson, and the track we heard, Footbridge. And kicking off that set, some new wave high life music from Ghana. Ahema Nwankwo is the artist, and that's out on the Philophone Records label. In the background right now, Krung Bin from Hasta El Cielo and Mary Always. And Krung Bin announcing some shows at Red Rocks September 21st, and I think they added one on the 20th or the 22nd. Going up against Totally, or some crossover there between Mdu Moxar at Globe Hall on the 20th and 21st of September. I recommend both, and I'm going to both, so hope to see you at both. And just hope to see you at a show and your full smiling face sometime real soon. 303-442-4242 to get in touch, or dj@kgnu.org. Reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Apologies for the low transmitter levels. We're doing some work on the tower. Here's some cumbia to get you through it. On Terrasonic on KGNU.
We'll be right back. Monterrey, a Los Ángeles. ¿Cómo suena? Como en un viaje astral, conectando en todas partes. Despegando lentamente, viendo todo desde lente, de este director que es el subconsciente. Trepándome a una nube, parecemos nubes de vapor, mira cómo sube. Soy una con el viento, estoy fuera de mi cuerpo. Esto es solo poesía y pensamiento. Se siente suave, como la pompi de un bebé. No andes como zombie sin saber a dónde ver. Mejor ven a mi viaje astral, donde todo es surreal, como un cuadro de Dalí. En realidad, me voy a llevar a la velocidad del sonido donde mi rap está.
Throw up your head, no zombies, big girl stand. It's time to rock the party, it's time to rock the party. No queremos zombies, todo mundo con las manos en el aire. Throw up your head, no zombies, big girl stand. It's time to rock the party, it's time to rock the party. No queremos zombies, todo mundo con las manos en el aire. It's the D.I. eternalized set in the drive to fire hunger. Children awoke, move back into their bodies. Jump back, threw up their hands. Big girl stands, no zombies. Time to rock the party. Make it flow with the bass, hit you like donkey punch. Okay, J Rose, rock it like volcano. I stay posed, erase souls. I'm their body like a shoddy. Inject their inceptions, leave them in the bed full of poppies. Throw up your hand, no zombies. Big girl stands, it's time to rock the party.
Balloon, or witch on a broom, just give me room. This space is a place to see your face. Me and Nino Dios travel at a lightning pace. That's where your spiritual meets your physical, where the river flows and music goes all loose and flows. So catch the vibe, take a ride, laser strike the usual.
Throw up your hand, no zombies, big girl stand. It's time to rock the party.
Sure.
Chango, ye maya he.
Take it easy, my brother Charlie. Take it easy, meu irmão de cor.
Coming up inside 10 minutes to the top of the hour here in this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is rounding into the home stretch for sure. Hope you enjoyed that slightly extra long set of music. We heard music from Smooth off the Resense Records label, a new single from them, and Take It Easy, cover of the Georgie Ben track. Okute, new music from Havana, Cuba, out on Daptone, great record. Bringing the sounds of 60s Cuba into the modern age. And we heard Caridad from that, Guazu, and Terror Cactus from Botanas, a record by these two artists, collaboration Flor del Desierto. That's from the Chica Chica label, going back 10 years, wow, to an early track from Niña Dios straight out of Monterrey, Mexico, No Zombies, featuring J-Roz and produced by Chile. And Andres Landero kicked off that set, La Pava Congona, the Iowa retouch. Right now in the background, once again from Lucas Santana, Three Sessions in a Greenhouse. We've been hitting that one pretty much every week for the last month or so. Deixe o Sol Bater. Still a little bit of music left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. 3 hours of reggae music brought to you by K-Nee, coming to you live from Denver this afternoon. Then at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. D-Rider in with you today, a full hour of news from the BBC at 6. And then Sound Lab kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming at 7. Bob Cosmo in with you. Grateful Dead Hour at 8. DJ Winter and Electronic Air at 9. Bob Cosmo back for Under the Floorboards at 11. And so on. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. We'll come back to say goodbye before it's over. Let's get into this groove from Lucas Santana. And a little bit more before we take it out. This is Terrasonic. I'm Joel Davis. It is KGNU. enjoyed that last track from Jules Brennan, Doom Machi Disco from Fermented Grooves Volume 1. And that comes from Stereo Ferment, based in Toronto. In the background right now, it's Hailu Mergia and the Wallas from a recently reissued cassette from Awesome Tapes of Africa called Tzeta. Recorded back in the 80s, I believe, and just some really cool, vibey southern sound, or summer sounds on this record. I've been listening to it a lot lately. It just really fits pretty much every mood. Coming up at the top of the hour, and of course, headlines coming up, and then as I mentioned, K-Nee doing Reggae Bloodlines this afternoon. Stick around for that and so much more on KGNU. You'll find an archive of Terrasonic playlists and all of that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with tons of music, more than you could ever hope to listen to, as if KGNU doesn't deliver that every single day of the week. We've got even more for you on the internet, and I hope you'll check it out. Speaking of the internet, that's the best place to tune into KGNU this weekend. There's some work being done on our tower, thus the low signal. We'll be back at full strength by Monday. And yeah, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio, and always happy to hear from you, terrasonic@gmail.com. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic. Have a great weekend, yo.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. World leaders attending the G7 summit in Britain have agreed to launch a massive spending plan for infrastructure investment in developing countries to counter China's growing global influence. But the German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the group is not yet in a position to release the funds. From Cornwall, here's Nomia Iqbal.
China is really on the mind of the US president, and he, to put it bluntly, doesn't want China to become the success story of the 21st century. And he is hoping that his G7 allies will see eye to eye with him. Now, this all comes down to China's Belt and Road Initiative. And Joe Biden wants to offer an alternative vision in which he says is more in line with the values of global democracies.
One of Denmark's star footballers, Christian Eriksen, is in a stable condition in hospital after he collapsed on the pitch during his nation's European Championship match against Finland. The Danish Football Association said he's awake and is awaiting further tests. More from John Watson.
A huge relief, as you can imagine, not just to the player, his family, his loved ones, but his teammates as well. We understand that the remaining 4 minutes of the first half will be played. There will be a 5 minute break for half time, and that match will then be played to its conclusion. You can only imagine that that is as a result of the improved condition of Christian Eriksen.
The Denmark-Finland match has now resumed. Thousands of people have taken part in a demonstration in northern Burkina Faso against last week's killing of more than 130 people in Solhan village, Mary Harper reports.
Thousands of people marched through the northern town of Dori, calling for an end to government inaction in the face of intensifying jihadist violence. They brandished placards saying, "Solhan, never again," and "Protect your people in the same way you protect your gold mines." The Solhan massacre is the most serious incident in Burkina Faso since Islamist militants first struck 6 years ago.
A court in Greece has sentenced four Afghans to 10 years each in jail after finding them guilty of burning down the biggest migrant camp in Europe. The fires in September destroyed the Moria camp on the island of Lesbos in the Aegean. Here's Danny Eberhardt.
The fires that devastated Moria killed no one but left some 13,000 migrants homeless, forced to sleep outdoors. The overcrowded camp, originally meant for 3,000 people, had been heavily criticised by migrant rights groups and by many locals. This trial was held behind closed doors. The conviction of the four Afghan men follows sentences given in March to two other Afghans. But their lawyers are appealing. They're angered that one of the main prosecution witnesses wasn't at court and couldn't be cross-examined.
Danny Eberhardt reporting. This is Moira Alderson with the latest world news from the BBC. Saudi Arabia has announced it's restricting this year's Hajj to its citizens and residents in response to the continuing coronavirus pandemic. The deputy minister of Hajj said those performing it must be aged between 18 and 65 and have been vaccinated.
As everyone knows, the Hajj rituals take place at specific places and times, and therefore there must be a very thorough application of health standards and protocols. For this reason, the authorities have limited the number to 60,000 pilgrims in line with the work model that maintains health protocols that are applied strictly.
Israeli police say that a security guard has shot and killed a Palestinian woman at a checkpoint in the West Bank. The police say the woman had a knife and did not stop when called on to do so at the Kalandia crossing. A seat on Blue Origin's rocket, which is owned by the Amazon family.